Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at 2 Corinthians. The church gives us the first reading these days, different sections at Mass, the first reading at Mass, sections from 2 Corinthians. There's just so much gold there. If you haven't had a chance, friends, to tune in to the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. I've been looking at some of the stuff that Paul's given us that are just so applicable to our lives and life-transforming if we hear it, receive it, internalize it, and believe it. These words communicate to us the glory of what the Lord has bestowed on us even now. And the more we can see it and walk in it, the greater the reality of what the Lord's after becomes a reality in our lives. And so, again, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. Best thing to do to access our programs, to listen to them anytime you want to, Sister Ann's Food for the Journey, my own program here, Fire on the Earth, our YouTube videos, and all the stuff Renewal Ministries is producing to help encourage you in your walk in the Lord. You can just download our app, the Renewal Ministries app, or the Ave Maria app, and listen to the programs whenever they're convenient for you. So yesterday, Paul was making a contrast and comparing and contrasting the glory of the old covenant, the glory of the new covenant, the glory of the old covenant revealed in Moses in the special way in which Moses, the head of the people, the leader of the people of Israel at the time, would go into the tent of meeting, and he, by God's action, would allow Moses to get a glimpse of God's glory. And it was overwhelming, and his face just radiated, and Moses would wear a veil. And Paul was making a contrast to say, as good as that was, as amazing as that was, it faded. And as amazing as the law, the Old Testament given to us is, the commandments, they can't save us. And in that way, they don't reach their full effect in us, the transformational effect, to literally lead us into glory. The law now, which was meant for our good, as I mentioned yesterday, the day before, Paul reminds us that that law ends up condemning us because we all fall short of it. So we stand guilty before the law. But Jesus comes and he fulfills the law. Every iota of the law, Jesus fills it all. And he gives to God what belongs to God. From the earth, this is what's so beautiful, that the Father's plan in Adam, where Adam and Eve failed, Jesus is the victor. Jesus gives to the Father everything that the human race was meant to give to him. And not only does he fulfill the purpose of the human race, now as the second Adam, we share in what he has now won for us. And he unites himself to us, and he says, now I'm going to help you walk in my footsteps. I'm going to give you the power and the capacity to live the way I lived, to the point where on this earth you can become a saint. You can literally grow in holiness. We can become closer and closer and more like God because of the grace and power given to us in Jesus. Jesus is in glory. Jesus is clothed in glory. And it's a glory that can never, ever fade. And this is the glory of the new covenant. It's the person of Jesus and our being united to him in the Holy Spirit. So Paul continues today in this reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 and following, and some of the verses the church kind of edits here, takes it out because it's trying to emphasize particular things, I think. So it says, brothers and sisters, to this day, whenever Moses is read, the veil lies over the hearts of the children of Israel. That is, they're not able to see, ultimately, what Moses now sees. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. The old law still veils for the Jewish people who don't know Jesus the Messiah, who haven't seen and have not yet seen him, the full glory of what God is revealing is being revealed through Jesus. And if they don't see Jesus, they're still veiled. There's a dimension they don't see. Now, Paul has interesting things in Romans 11 about someday Israel will see it before the Lord returns. The reading goes on, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is three persons. And the Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God. God the Father is God. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and with the Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom. That's a fundamental, fundamental truth that we need to grasp and to accept, internalize, walk in, receive. Freedom comes from the Spirit. The Spirit is the new law. The Spirit is a power at work in us. The person of the Holy Spirit is working in us to bring us into the life of Jesus, to renew our minds so we think like Jesus, to renew our hearts so we love like Jesus, we walk like Jesus, we have a will that says yes to God's plan like Jesus did. And the way of the Lord, Jesus, is the way of freedom. And the Spirit is the one who brings us into the way of the Lord, to walk in His footsteps. The Holy Spirit not only like points, but He gives us transformational powers at work in us. He gives us a new heart to start loving like Jesus loves. And we cooperate with that by saying yes, by receiving the graces of the sacraments, by receiving the Word of God, saying yes and doing our part to cooperate with the transforming work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in us. It's called the growth in holiness, right? The Holy Spirit is really at work in us, friends, to lead us to fulfill the great commandment and the great commission. It's a very simple way of seeing it, but it's true because you can expand on it fully. It's the great commandment and the great commission. The great commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's what you were made for. That's what I was made for. To love our neighbors ourselves, to will the good of the other as other, to love ourselves, I don't think we can say this enough, to love ourselves in God, to learn how to love what God loves, to see what God sees, and then be conformed to the person of Jesus, to walk in the life and the footsteps of Christ. We see it in the lives of the saints, which give us another kind of hope that in this world, enormous progress toward holiness can be made as we cooperate with an action of God in us, the work of the Spirit that wants to lead us. So the daily yes, and to keep turning back to Jesus, every little step we take each day, it warms His heart. He's for us. He's in our corner. He wants to keep us moving in that direction to be more and more like Him. And that road is a road that's empowered by the Spirit. Christianity is a new life in the Spirit. It's not just a religion, a set of rituals, a set of commandments, a philosophy, these kinds of things. It's a new life in the Spirit. Christianity is life. And that life is the life of the Spirit, given to us through the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That life is poured out from Christ. The life, that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is the Spirit that's poured into our lives in baptism and confirmation. And we're united to that life. And that's the life of God. It's the life in us that's teaching us how to love, how to walk in the Spirit, and to bear the fruits of the Spirit in us. That's why Paul says, this Spirit, the Lord, is the one who brings about the freedom in us. And he goes on to say, all of us gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, as from the Lord who is the Spirit. So the Spirit helps us see. The Spirit reveals to us all truth. The Spirit guides us. The Spirit reveals to our spirit that we're children of God. The Holy Spirit helps us see Jesus, helps us. And I think as Moses said, Father, show us your glory, let that be your prayer too. Lord, show us your glory. Lord, show, Holy Spirit, show me more of the glory and majesty of Jesus. Help me see, help me feel, help me understand. He will help. Paul goes on, therefore, since we have this ministry through the mercy shown us, the mercy of God, Paul said, he reveals the gospel, the good news, and this ministry is the ministry of the gospel. He says, we're not discouraged. Even though our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that we may not see the light of the gospel. So he's talking here about spiritual warfare, essentially. The church left out a couple of verses I'd like to include here. It says, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful and underhanded ways, and we refuse to practice cunning or tamper with God's word. So Paul is saying we receive the gospel from the Lord as the word of the Lord. We don't manipulate it. We don't tamper with it. We don't edit it. but we communicate the whole counsel of God's word. And he goes, but by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's a description in one way of evangelization. We commend ourselves. We don't impose the gospel. We propose the good news of Jesus to people, to human conscience. So Paul said, we don't hold back. We don't manipulate. We don't create our own gospel. We don't improve on the gospel that we've been given. We simply communicate. We deliver the mail as it was delivered to us. We receive it and we bring the whole counsel again of God's word. And this is the open statement of the truth about Jesus, who is the truth. And then we commend ourselves to every man's conscience. So it's a work of God. This is the spiritual battle, and he describes it even more. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. This is the devil's strategy. The one thing he doesn't want us to do is to see the gospel. He doesn't want us to see the work of God, the good news, the glad tidings that have come from heaven, that God has given us his Son to bring about our salvation, to give us a share in the kingdom, to lead us into absolute freedom and joy. So this is the nature of the spiritual battle. And Paul talks about how to deal with the spiritual battle. So the devil blinds the minds of unbelievers. So have mercy in your heart toward people today who aggressively speak against the gospel, or atheists who say God doesn't exist. Pray. Whether they believe it or not, whether they accept it or not, they're in a spiritual battle. And there's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And to be in darkness means you don't see God as is. And you don't see his Son, Jesus. That's a terrible place to be in. So pray. Have compassion. Say, Lord, open their heart that they might see. Holy Spirit, shed your light into their heart. And don't be boastful or proud, but understand that you've received mercy. Now extend mercy to others. So the devil's strategy is to keep them from seeing the light of the good news of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. The devil does not want human beings to see Jesus, the God-man. Why? Paul says, for what we preach is not ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ as Lord. That's the good news. That's the gospel. Jesus Christ is Lord. With ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake, for it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. You proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, Paul said. That's the good news. He's the good news. Savior, anointed, Lord of all. And when he's proclaimed, God does something, sends his Spirit, the same Spirit that was at creation, to shed light into the human heart that's cloaked in darkness, veiled in darkness. And he sheds a light so that the heart can see. And what does the heart see? The heart sees the glory of God shining on Jesus' face. We see the future. We see humanity's destiny. We see our destiny and the possibility of eternal life. The new creation, God's plan, it's revealed. The victory over sin and death, it's revealed in the face of the glorified Son of God, our destiny. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.